today, it's going to be, it is already quite a bit of fun. Sarah is going to join us, Sarah Katami. She's brought a ukulele with her today, and we'll get a chance to meet her after she plays the first of two songs she's going to share. She's now 18 and is home for break from Berklee College of Music in Boston. I'll be curious to catch up with her. Here she is, Sarah Katami. Sarah Katami, what a voice you're developing. You sound great. Let's just sort of catch up a little bit and folks who haven't met you before. I know Lincoln Park Performing Arts School was, did you graduate? Right?
Yeah, I graduated in June.
And then just backing up a little bit, where was your earlier schooling here in Pittsburgh?
Well, I went to Lincoln Park when I was in eighth grade. So before that, I was at North Allegheny.
And you chose Berklee for music. What got you interested in Berklee as a choice?
Well, I did, like, the Berklee does, like, this thing called, like, a five-week summer performance program. And so it's kind of like a condensed version of, like, actual college life there. So I did that the summer of 2014, and I also did it the summer of 2015. And I just, like, fell in love with it, and I met, like, lots of great people. And, yeah, that's why I liked it.
That's great. So you did it between your junior and senior year. and then you were able to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Berkeley, but I've heard it's definitely a place that as a musician, you either have a great affinity for immediately or perhaps discover it's not your cup of tea.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Like my first semester, there were like a bunch of people that left Berkeley because they like couldn't handle it. So yeah, definitely it's not for a lot of people, but I really like it because there's like a bunch of people from all over the world, and there's like so many different kinds of music. Like it's not just what you hear on the radio. Obviously, like there's some like really, really good music, and so it's like really inspiring to be there because it's like, you know, I can express myself too and do kind of like and kind of step out of my comfort zone as well.
And do you have a major yet?
Yeah, I actually just declared my major because first semesters don't technically have a major, but I'm going to be a professional music major with focuses in songwriting and music business.
Excellent. That's a great combination.
Thanks.
And I guess, now, did you know anybody there when you went?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people from Linkin Park who graduated before me ended up going there as well, and a couple of the people that I met over the summer ended up going there the same year as me. So
I just realized that makes sense. Not only Linkin Park sending other people there, but you might know people who were checking out Berkeley just as you were during those summers.
Yeah,
I was curious what the transition is like to living in Boston and living there.
Yeah, definitely. The transition was not as hard as I thought it would be. I mean, obviously, it's like really crazy to leave my family and go to like a completely new city. But I was surrounded by so many friends that it was easy. And I find college, I mean, a lot of people probably won't agree with me, but I find it a lot easier than high school because I can like take naps in between classes. Like I can just go back to my dorm and sleep. It's like really amazing.
So you're just finishing up first semester, freshman year. Musical performance, major ultimately. What classes did you take?
Well, this past semester, I only took like core classes because that's all they really offer for first semesters. But I took like an ear training class, a theory class. I had a music technology class. I had like a couple academics, but I got those out of the way, so I don't really have to do that anymore.
Those would be things like English or humanities.
English. Yeah, I had an English, and I had a private voice lesson, and I'm probably forgetting something. I'm probably going to listen to this back and be like, wow, I forgot a class.
So ear training, what's that?
Ear training is like solfege, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, yeah, like that kind of thing. And it's like sight reading, like that kind of thing.
Was that hard for you?
Yeah, definitely for me, because I mean, I've had like very little experience with it, and I can't just like look at a piece of music and like be able to sing it right off the bat. Like there are some people who can, and I really envy those people, but I'm not one of them. So yeah, it was definitely difficult.
And then music technology, were those new things to you as well?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I had some experience with like programs like Audacity and stuff like that, but we like explored different programs like Pro Tools and like things like that, and I had never even like done anything with those before, so yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's just fascinating, and the reason I'm asking you these types of questions is there could be somebody listening right now who's
Hello.
Considering Berkeley.
Yeah.
And they may be wondering what first semester is like in Berkeley. And also, I think it's interesting the things a musician needs to learn. I mean, you mentioned the music business.
Oh, yeah.
That must encompass a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah. There's like some like taxation classes that I have to take and things like that. So it's going to be like pretty difficult. I mean, I imagine it's going to be really difficult, but it's definitely important to, like, get myself acquainted with the industry since this is what I want to do. So, yeah.
And it's so early in your life at 18, but have you thought about how, I guess, what your market might be? as a singer and songwriter?
Well, it's like really weird because I feel like I'm still in that like growing period. Like I'm still kind of like listening to other kinds of music and like picking and choosing what I like from them and trying to like piece together my own style. But then at the same time, like I have no idea what my style is. Like, I mean, I remember I was listening to my past interview on here on this show yesterday to like prep for this, and I was listening to some of the songs that I wrote and I was like, wow, this is terrible. So I mean, I'll probably listen to this interview back and be like, wow, what was I thinking with my song?
I thought you sounded fun. I listened.
Well, thanks, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is I feel like I'm still kind of growing, so like I guess like 4 years from now my music will be like completely different than what it is now, so.
Well, I think it's hard to predict too. I'm fascinated by the fact that I think musicians, two things is one, are learning more, and I think society is learning more to value the work of musicians as so many things start to become the same, manufactured products in particular. It's really the art and the variations that that distinguish and delight people. But also use of original music in video games, in television programs, in movies, and other bits of media is really a growing industry. There was a great story recently about music for podcasts, for example, and how important that is. So there's just so many directions to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about the song you opened up with.
Yeah, that song is called This Time. I wrote it like I wrote it like over the summer, like early July, late June. It's kind of a love song, but not really. If you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of like upset.
Very much.
But I was just going through like a bunch of different things, I guess, and that's what inspired me to write it.
It takes a lot of courage to write from personal experience and to do that. I know you've got another song to share. This is going to be our last chance to talk with each other, and I want to be sure you mention anything that you wanted to be sure that we thought about. When are you heading back to Boston?
I have another week. My flight is on the 16th.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I know. I had a really long break. It was really nice.
That's nice that they give you time like that. And I'm sure you're excited to get back there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm really excited.
And you've taken to Boston pretty well, it seems.
I love that city. There's so many nice places to go. Like, it's just like so much fun.
There's a lot of similarities to Pittsburgh.
Definitely. I think that's why I like it so much, because I feel at home when I'm there. So, yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here. I'll mention your proud parents are here.
My parents are sitting here.
too, and it's nice to have them in the studio. What's the next song you're going to play?
This song is called Don't Call Me Beautiful, and it's another original.
And this is Sarah Katami. I hope we can maybe do this again.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe not wait 3 years, but when you're back for break
maybe.
Again. So it's just wonderful to have you here representing Lincoln Park, North Allegheny, Berklee School of Music, and most importantly, yourself. Here's Sarah Katami.
Thank you. Enchantments. we beautiful. Don't call me beautiful. Don't call me beautiful.
Sarah Katami, thank you for being here.